Departmental Plan 2022-2023. Table of Contents. Message from the Chair and Chief Executive Officer. The last few years have seen the Canadian Transportation Agency, CTA, strengthening the regulatory framework for which it is responsible, particularly with respect to air passenger protection and accessibility of the transportation system. Along with the continuing COVID-19 pandemic, the enhanced regulatory requirements have resulted in the CTA handling an unprecedented level of consumer complaints, while continuing to manage the other aspects of the economic regulatory framework for the air and rail sectors, which are part of the CTA's regular activities. Indeed, between the start of the 2021 calendar year and the end of November, the CTA received about 10,000 complaints and, as a result of temporary funding provided by the Government of Canada in 2020, processed about 15,500 complaints, a record number of complaints processed in any given year, marking the sixth consecutive year of increases. Most elements of the new regulatory framework are now in place, including the Accessible Transportation Planning and Reporting Regulations. The Air Passenger Refund Regulations have also been published in Canada Gazette 1 at the time of writing. In 2022-2023, the CTA will apply our new strategic framework to focus our efforts on achieving the outcomes pursued by the National Transportation Policy, as stated in the Canada Transportation Act. This new strategic framework identifies the following strategic priorities: timely resolution and elimination of the backlog of complaints, implementation of the new regulatory framework, process and service innovation and modernization, a data-driven and digitally integrated and proficient organization, a diverse workforce and an inclusive and equitable workplace. Both as an administrative tribunal and as a regulator, we will make the best possible use of the funding that we are provided. As an administrative tribunal, we will work to eliminate the complaints backlog and provide timely dispute resolution services and access to justice based on procedures that are commensurate to the impact and complexity of the cases. As a regulator, we will effectively implement and enforce the regulatory framework put in place over the past several years, innovating and updating CTA processes, and increasing the use of data and digitalization throughout the organization. Finally, I would like to recognize the employees and the appointed members of the CTA. They are the reason the CTA has been so successful in delivering its mandate, particularly during the pandemic. In 2022-23, we will be working from a new, accessible building and will continue cultivating our diverse workforce, ensuring it is inclusive and equitable, works collegially and fosters employee satisfaction as well as well-being in a renewed work environment. Plans at a glance. The CTA contributes to achieving an accessible, competitive, economic and efficient national transportation system that serves the needs of participants and communities, and in which people trust. The CTA is an independent, high-performing, outcome-driven organization that uses its expertise in the Canadian transportation system to provide high value to Canadians. As a regulatory agency that works with regulated industry, communities and other participants in the transportation system, using a wide variety of regulatory and non-regulatory instruments. As an administrative tribunal that provides timely dispute resolution services and access to justice, based on procedures that are commensurate to the impact and complexity of the cases. And as a diverse, inclusive and equitable organization that fosters employee satisfaction. The CTA has three mandates. It helps ensure that the national transportation system runs efficiently and smoothly in the interests of all Canadians, those who work and invest in it, the producers, shippers, travelers and businesses who rely on it, and the communities where it operates. It protects the human right of persons with disabilities to an accessible transportation network. It provides consumer protection for air passengers. In fulfilling these mandates, the CTA is guided by its strategic priorities for 2022-23 and beyond. Timely resolution and elimination of the backlog of complaints. Implementation of the new regulatory framework. Process and service innovation and modernization. A data-driven and digitally integrated and proficient organization. A diverse workforce and an inclusive and equitable workplace. For more information on the CTA's plans, priorities and planned results, see the core responsibilities, planned results and resources, and key risks section of this report. Core responsibilities, planned results and resources, and key risks. This section contains information on the department's planned results and resources for each of its core responsibilities. It also contains information on key risks related to achieving those results. Independent regulatory and dispute resolution services for transportation service providers and users. Description. Establish and enforce economic, accessibility, and air passenger protection rules for the national transportation system. Resolve disputes between transportation service providers and users through facilitation, mediation, arbitration, and adjudication. And provide information to stakeholders and Canadians in general on the transportation system and their transportation-related rights and responsibilities. Planning highlights. The last few years have seen the CTA strengthening the regulatory framework for which it is responsible, particularly with respect to air passenger protection and accessibility of the transportation system. Along with the continuing COVID-19 pandemic, the enhanced regulatory requirements have resulted in the CTA handling an unprecedented level of consumer complaints, while continuing to manage the economic regulatory framework for the air and rail sectors. The years ahead will be dedicated to tackling the backlog of complaints, while completing and implementing the new regulatory framework, improving the delivery and efficiency of our services, and preparing the organization for the future. Specifically, we will pursue the following strategic priorities: timely resolution and elimination of the backlog of complaints. Over the last year, Canadians filed air passenger complaints in record numbers, at a rate that stretched CTA resources beyond that which was sustainable, resulting in a backlog. In part by emphasizing informal facilitation and mediation, through which 99% of cases are addressed, the CTA will continue to focus its limited resources on processing as many complaints as possible, as quickly as possible, while ensuring fairness to all parties. Implementation of the new regulatory framework. The CTA will continue in its efforts to make Canada's transportation system the most accessible in the world by implementing the ATPDR for large transportation service providers, while developing an approach for smaller TSPs, and by implementing new planning and reporting regulations that require transportation service providers to develop, in consultation with the community of persons with disabilities, accessibility plans for achieving barrier-free operations. The CTA aims to close a gap in the new regulatory framework for air passenger protection and has proposed amendments to the regulation regarding the provision of refunds in the case of certain flight disruptions outside of air carrier control, which have been published in Canada Gazette the 1st at the time of writing. Process and service innovation and modernization. The CTA will continue to maximize complaint processing capacity and speed by developing and implementing innovative measures to improve the efficiency of dispute resolution. A data-driven and digitally integrated and proficient organization. The CTA will enhance and leverage its data assets to improve its capacity in all aspects of its operations, including by assessing its performance in managing complaints and implementing a risk analysis approach to targeting compliance monitoring and enforcement resources. A diverse workforce and an inclusive and equitable workplace. The CTA will continue its efforts to ensure that its workforce reflects the full diversity of Canadian society. It will provide its staff with a welcoming workplace and stimulating work experience to generate a high degree of employee satisfaction. In particular, the CTA will leverage its move to a new, accessible facility, to become the hybrid workplace of choice in the National Capital Region post-pandemic. Gender-based analysis plus. Governance structures. The CTA's executive committee has included GBA plus in the mandatory training curriculum for all staff to ensure the CTA continues to advance gender equality and build policies, programs and services that respect GBA plus values. Human resources. Given that it is a small organization, the CTA currently has no resources solely dedicated to GBA plus. However, GBA plus is prioritized and where required, internal resources are assigned to conduct GBA plus analyses, mostly in the context of workforce and workplace services, Treasury Board submissions and memorandums to Cabinet. Plan initiatives. In 2022-23, GBA Plus will also continue to be applied and monitored in the context of cost-benefit analyses within the Treasury Board's submissions process. Reporting capacity and data. Data related to employment equity, diversity and inclusion will continue to be collected and tracked. Experimentation. The CTA will continue to experiment with innovative approaches to the way it connects with Canadians and conducts its activities, for example. Accessibility. The CTA has adopted and will continue to develop refine extensive measures to improve accessibility in outreach and communication activities, namely use of American Sign Language, ASL, Quebec Sign Language, QSL, simultaneous interpretation in stakeholder meetings. Development of alternative text, alt-text, for images on our social media platforms. Use of simplified and accessible complaint forms. Read aloud functionality on our website and communications products. Use of MathML to make economic information more accessible. PDF accessibility. Ensuring our website is AA Plus or higher Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG, compliant. Public engagement and consultation. The CTA engages and consults with Canadians using a variety of innovative approaches, such as online questionnaires, written submissions, and video conference consultation for those unable to attend in-person sessions, and/or because of public health restrictions on gatherings due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Through these activities, the CTA gains a greater understanding of the perspectives of a wide range of citizens, stakeholders, regulated industry and experts and is better positioned to develop more informed and effective policies and programs. As just one example of public engagement, the CTA formed the Accessibility Advisory Committee, which includes representatives from the community of persons with disabilities, the transportation industry and government, to help develop regulations, codes of practice and industry guidelines on accessibility. Video conference hearings. When there's a decision to hold hearings as part of a dispute adjudication or regulatory determination process, the CTA uses video conference tools. Compliance and enforcement. The CTA engages in numerous innovative approaches in support of its compliance monitoring and enforcement modernization program, for example, pattern and trend analysis, risk assessment tool, data analytics, to maximize proactive compliance by regulated entities. These reflect lessons learned and shifts in approach within the CTA, technological advances, and the evolution of best practices, including the policy work of the OECD in the area of regulatory enforcement and inspections. Key risk, S. Risks. Risk response strategy. Links to departments programs. Link to departmental priorities. Overextended resources as a result of increases in CTA mandates and workload. Insufficient capacity to eliminate the compounded backlog of complaints. And inability to effectively deliver its mandate of consumer protection, dispute resolution, for air passengers and of accessibility. Description: insufficient capacity to address the number of complaints that are being submitted, resulting in a continually increasing backlog of complaints and increasing wait times for dispute resolution. More generally, there are insufficient resources to maintain core business functions with ongoing operational pressures while absorbing new mandates resulting from legislative amendments, increasing demand from users, and government-wide transformation initiatives. The CTA will continue to work as efficiently as it can to triage and address complaints. Will continue to review and streamline business processes and procedures. Will continue to assess its financial situation and pursue options for reallocation within the organization to align with priorities and generate efficiencies in a midterm. Industry regulation. Facilitation, adjudication and alternative dispute resolution. Internal services. Timely resolution and elimination of the backlog of complaints. Implementation of the new regulatory framework. Process and service innovation and modernization. A data-driven and digitally integrated and proficient organization. Staff departures due to insecurity of tenure. Description: because a high proportion of the CTA's budget is sunsetted, staff are departing the CTA due to temporary hiring, resulting in too much time and resources dedicated to staffing and training, and a loss of productivity. The CTA will closely monitor and manage its financial resources to optimize staffing, onboarding, and training of staff, in light of available resources. The CTA will implement initiatives to create a workplace of choice. All programs. Timely resolution and elimination of the backlog of complaints. Implementation of the new regulatory framework. A diverse workforce and an inclusive and equitable workplace. Insufficient public and stakeholder awareness. Description: Transportation service providers and travelers are insufficiently aware of their rights and responsibilities under the new regulatory framework. The CTA will continue to leverage tools such as its website and outreach to service providers and travelers to increase awareness regarding their rights and responsibilities under the new regulatory framework. This includes ongoing development and adaptation of an air passenger protection microsite to raise awareness of the CTA's jurisdiction and inform service providers and travelers of their rights and responsibilities. The CTA has also completed a web renewal project on its external site to enhance the user experience. For example, each of the modal pages now includes a services and information quick reference section, as well as quick links to guidance and frequently searched information. Industry regulation. Adjudication and alternative dispute resolution. Timely resolution and elimination of the backlog of complaints. Implementation of the new regulatory framework. Process and service innovation and modernization. A data-driven and digitally integrated and proficient organization. Employee mental health and wellness. Description: Uncertainty regarding employee tenure, as noted above, and the eventual return to in-person work. And unique challenges, as employees will return to work in a brand new facility at 60 Laval, employees may have concerns around the return to work in the future worksite. The CTA continues to provide employees with updates, as they are available, on the financial situation of the organization, the plan for the return to the office in hybrid mode, and on the new facility. The CTA has also established a Destination 60 Laval website, where employees can send any questions regarding the move to the team of subject matter experts, and continues to consult and involve staff in decision-making regarding the future work environment. The CTA continues to engage with all staff regularly, through town hall meetings, internal surveys, ask the experts sessions and other specific requests for input, where staff can ask questions, seek clarification, and provide comments on any aspect of the move to 60 Laval and or the return to work model. All programs. A diverse workforce and an inclusive and equitable workplace. Planned results for independent regulatory and dispute resolution services for transportation service providers and users. The following table shows, for independent regulatory and dispute resolution services for transportation service providers and users, the planned results, the result indicators, the targets and the target dates for 2022-23, and the actual results for the three most recent fiscal years for which actual results are available. Departmental result. Departmental result indicator. Target. Date to achieve target. 2018-19 actual result. 2019-20 actual result. 2020-21 actual result. An efficient, competitive national transportation system. Transportation fluidity index. Obtain baseline information, 2021. TBD. Not available. Not available. Not available. An efficient, competitive national transportation system. Percentage of regulatory authorities issued, and disputes and contested determination cases resolved within service standards. 85%. March 2023. 90%. 93%. 93%. An efficient, competitive national transportation system. Percentage of transportation service providers that comply with legislative and regulatory requirements. 80%. March 2023. 61%. 80%. Not available, note 1. Accessible transportation services for persons with disabilities. Percentage of air, rail, marine carriers and facility operators complying with accessibility-related legislative and regulatory requirements and codes of practice. 80%. March 2023. 74%. 69%. Not available, note 1. Accessible transportation services for persons with disabilities. Percentage of accessibility disputes resolved within service standards. 80%. March 2023. 79%. 84%. 82%. Consumer protection for air travelers. Percentage of air carriers complying with consumer protection legislative and regulatory requirements. Obtain baseline information, 2021. TBD. Not available. Not available. Not available. Consumer protection for air travelers. Percentage of air consumer protection disputes resolved within service standards. 85%. March 2023. 29%. 50%. 33%, note 2. Note 1, as a result of COVID-19, the CTA was not able to undertake the compliance monitoring activities required to gather adequate data for this indicator. Additionally, the CTA is in the process of updating its compliance and enforcement activities and will evaluate whether this will require a change to the methodology for this indicator in future years. Note 2. Air consumer disputes were resolved within service standards at a rate of 33%, which is less than the target of 85%. An unprecedented volume of air travel complaints resulted in pressure on the CTA's existing budget and a higher volume of complaints being resolved outside of service standards. The financial, human resources and performance information for the CTA's program inventory is available on GC InfoBase. Plan budgetary spending for independent regulatory and dispute resolution services for transportation service providers and users. The following table shows, for independent regulatory and dispute resolution services for transportation service providers and users, budgetary spending for 2022-23, as well as plan spending for that year and for each of the next two fiscal years. 2022-23 budgetary spending, as indicated in main estimates. 2022-23 plan spending. 2023-24 plan spending. 2024-25 plan spending.